Good morning, Mac family. My name is Principal Hunter Mark, and I wanted to take a few moments and have a devotion with you this morning. My favorite verse in all of scriptures is Psalms 46:10. In it, God gives us a beautiful statement. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." And we can apply that to so many different areas in our life. And I'm not going to sit here today and go through all the different ways, but if you think about that verse and you think about who's saying it to you, God's saying, "Be still and know that I am God." This is the same voice, the same person who spoke and all of creation popped into existence. This is the same person who's used his voice and commanded for the waves and the winds to cease on the Sea of Galilee. He's commanding us to be still and know that he is God. As we think about that, I want you to think about a case and something that just happened in my life. As you know, I'm new. We're moving down here. And my wife and I, as we have been looking for the next place to call home, for the next place where we could serve, our prayer has daily been, "Lord, close all the doors you don't want us to walk through. Only open the ones you want us to walk through." And when we applied for Carmen and ultimately accepted the position, we knew, because we had God's assurances, that this was where we were supposed to come. So I was on a class meeting the other day with my students. I'm still teaching them virtually during this COVID experimentation. And one of my students, after I told them the story and that we were coming down here to beautiful Georgia from Michigan, one of my students said, "But Mr. H, what if you don't find a house? Be still and know that I am God." What a beautiful question from him, and what a wonderful opportunity to me to say, "Hey, listen, young man, God told us to go. We know without any doubts that that's where we're supposed to be. If he's telling us to go, he's going to provide for us." In Luke, it's the 12th chapter, Jesus compares us and says, God takes care of the sparrows. Aren't you worth more than even sparrows? And he goes on to say that our Heavenly Father loves us so much that even the hairs on our head are numbered. I joke all the time that it's getting a lot easier. But the point is that God knows every detail about us. He knows what we need, and he's telling us, "Be still and know that I am God." Beautiful promise if you think about it, and I hope you'll focus on that today. Whatever trials you meet, be still and know that I am God.